Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Well, this time of year, I don't know about you, but it feels like everyone's already talking about shopping lists.
And decorating.
Yeah, exactly. But we're going to switch gears a bit for this deep dive.
And take a different approach to Advent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, less about the external stuff and more about the internal journey.
The internal journey, yeah.
We found this article on fullycatholic.com, and it really got us thinking.
It's called Embracing the Wilderness. A Catholic reflection on Advent preparation.
Yeah, embracing the wilderness. Not exactly your typical Christmas prep advice, right?
Right.
So what's this all about?
Well, the article starts by looking at John the Baptist's call to repentance in the wilderness.
Oh, interesting. John the Baptist. Okay.
And the wilderness itself is such a powerful symbol in the Bible.
How so?
It's a place of testing, transformation, encounter with God.
Okay, so is this article suggesting we all need to, like, head out to the desert to get ready for Christmas?
Not exactly, no. It's more about recognizing the wilderness within us.
Ah, okay, so not a literal wilderness.
Right, more like those internal obstacles that prevent us from fully experiencing the joy and meaning of Christ's coming.
Gotcha. So what kind of things are we talking about here?
I think we can all relate to this. Think about the constant noise of social media, the pressure to have the perfect holiday, or even just those anxieties that seem to ramp up this time of year.
Yeah, for sure. I feel that. But if we're supposed to embrace these internal wildernesses, where do we even begin?
Well, the article points back to John the Baptist again, calling people to repentance in the wilderness.
Repentance, that's a big word. What does that really mean, especially during Advent?
You know, I think of it as a turning back towards God, a shift in direction. It's about honestly assessing our lives and making a conscious effort to align ourselves with God's will.
So not just feeling bad about our mistakes, but actually making a change.
Exactly. Repentance is about action, about making amends, about turning away from harmful behaviors and choosing a different path.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So how does confession fit into all of this?
Well, confession is such a beautiful sacrament of healing and forgiveness. It's a chance to lay down our burdens and receive God's mercy.
You know, I think a lot of people, even those who grew up Catholic, can find confession intimidating.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there a way to approach it that makes it less, well, daunting?
For sure. It's important to remember that confession isn't about shame or punishment.
Okay, good point.
It's about encountering God's love and forgiveness in a real, tangible way.
So it's about acknowledging our need for God's grace and allowing ourselves to be transformed by it.
Absolutely. It's about surrendering our imperfections and receiving the gift of a fresh start.
I like that. Fresh start. Okay. So the article also talks about regularly attending Holy Mass.
Yes.
As part of our Advent preparation.
Yeah.
How does that connect to embracing the wilderness?
Well, I think sometimes we can view attending Mass as just fulfilling an obligation.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it's so much more than that. It's about actively participating in the mystery of Christ's sacrifice, receiving his body and blood in the Eucharist, and being nourished by his word.
So it's about encountering Christ in a real and tangible way, just like with confession.
Exactly. And when we approach Mass with intentionality and an open heart, it can be a truly transformative experience.
Okay, I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together. So we're talking about embracing those internal wildernesses, confronting our shortcomings, and actively seeking God's grace through repentance, confession, and Mass.
Yeah, that's it. And as we go deeper into the article, we'll explore how these practices can lead us to a more profound experience of Advent and a deeper understanding of Christ's coming.
I'm really interested to hear more about that. This deep dive has already given me a lot to think about. It's making me think about how I can truly prepare my heart for Christmas, not just my home.
Yes.
So let's unpack these practices further and explore how we can make them part of our daily lives.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, as we were talking about making space for God, it struck me that the very act of embracing the wilderness is itself a form of preparation.
Oh, I like that. I'm curious about that. How so?
Well, think about what happens when you step into a literal wilderness.
Okay.
You leave behind the comforts and distractions of everyday life.
Yeah, you're forced to confront the elements.
Right.
Rely on your own strength.
Exactly.
Resourcefulness.
And in that stripping away, in that vulnerability, something profound can happen.
I see what you're saying.
You become more aware of your surroundings, more attuned to your own inner voice.
Okay.
More open to the presence of something greater than yourself.
So you're saying that embracing our internal wildernesses can have a similar effect.
Precisely. When we confront those uncomfortable feelings, those areas where we've fallen short, those nagging doubts and anxieties, we're creating space for God to work in us.
We're clearing out the clutter, both physical and spiritual, to make room for something new to emerge.
Yes. And what emerges might surprise us. It could be a newfound sense of peace.
Okay.
A deeper understanding of ourselves, a stronger connection to God.
The article mentioned some practical steps for cultivating this space for God during Advent.
Yeah.
I'm eager to dive into those.
Absolutely. The first one is prayer.
Prayer. Okay.
Yeah, I know that might seem obvious.
Yeah.
But the article emphasizes the importance of intentional prayer, of carving out dedicated time to connect with God.
It's so easy to let prayer slip through the cracks, especially when life gets busy. Do you have any tips for making prayer a more consistent part of our daily routine?
One suggestion is to start small. Even 5 or 10 minutes of quiet reflection each day can make a difference. Find a time and place where you can be still and simply be present with God.
That reminds me of something you said earlier about the wilderness being a place of solitude.
Yeah.
Maybe that solitude is what allows us to hear God's voice more clearly.
That's a beautiful insight. And it doesn't have to be a literal wilderness. It could be your bedroom, your backyard, or even a quiet corner of a busy coffee shop.
Yeah.
The key is to create a space where you can disconnect from the noise and distractions of the world and tune into God's presence.
The article also talked about acts of charity as being an important part of Advent preparation.
Yes.
How does that connect to embracing the wilderness?
When we step into the wilderness, we become more aware of our own needs and vulnerabilities.
Okay.
And that awareness can make us more sensitive to the needs of others.
So by acknowledging our own wilderness, we're better able to see the wildernesses that others are going through.
Exactly. And acts of charity become a way of extending compassion and support to those who are struggling.
Okay.
It could be something as simple as offering a kind word, lending a helping hand.
Right.
Or donating to a worthy cause.
I love how these practices are all interconnected. Prayer, repentance, confession, attending mass acts of charity. They all work together to prepare our hearts for Christ's coming.
They're like different facets of the same gem.
Oh, that's good.
Each one reflecting a different aspect of God's love and grace.
It makes me think about the prayer at the end of the article. Would you mind if we read it together now? I feel like it beautifully encapsulates everything we've been talking about.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Heavenly Father, as we stand at the threshold of this Advent season, we open our hearts to your call.
Help us to embrace the wilderness within, to confront our fears, and to shed what holds us back from fully receiving you.
Grant us the courage to prepare a way for your Son in every aspect of our lives.
May we be ever mindful of his coming in the Eucharist through others at Christmas and at the hour of our departure from this world.
Lord, fill the valleys of our despair and level the mountains of our pride.
Make straight our paths that we may walk firmly in your light.
As we prepare for the celebration of Christ's birth and anticipate his glorious return, remind us daily of our ultimate meeting with him.
May we live in readiness, our hearts ever open to your grace. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There's so much depth and richness in those words.
I'm especially struck by the line. May we be ever mindful of his coming in the Eucharist through others at Christmas and at the hour of our departure from this world. It reminds us that Christ's coming isn't just a one-time event, but something we experience throughout our lives in various ways.
And that we should always be prepared, living each day as if it were our last.
Now, that's a powerful thought to ponder. That prayer really makes you think, about the seriousness of it all, you know, preparing for Christ's coming.
It really does. It's not just getting ready for a holiday.
Right.
It's about an encounter with the divine.
Wow. Yeah. In this life and the next.
Exactly.
It really makes you wonder, how would we live differently if we knew this was it?
Absolutely. If this was our last day here, what would we do? Would we worry about all the little things or?
Yeah. Would we focus on what really matters?
Right.
It's a little scary to think about.
It is.
But it's also.
It's a good reminder, though.
Yeah, it is. It's a good reminder to live with intention purpose.
Absolutely. To really make the most of the time we have.
Yeah. To connect with God and with each other.
Exactly.
You know, this whole idea of living each day as if it were our last.
Yeah.
It makes me think about forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Yeah. That's so important.
Forgiving ourselves and forgiving others.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so easy to hold on to grudges.
I mean,
past hurts, but it just weighs us down.
It does. It keeps us from really experiencing that freedom. That jewelry.
It's like carrying around a backpack full of rocks.
Oh, I like that.
You know?
I
Why would we do that to ourselves?
especially when you think about it, God offers us unconditional forgiveness. Shouldn't we try to do the same
Yeah.
for ourselves and for others?
Absolutely. Forgiveness is a gift
It is.
for both the giver and the receiver.
Yeah, it's like letting go of those rocks and feeling that lightness.
That lightness, that freedom to move forward.
Yeah, with a more open heart,
Yeah.
a renewed sense of purpose.
Exactly.
That line from the prayer really sticks with me.
Which one?
Lord, fill the valleys of our despair and level the mountains of our pride.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
God's grace is there even in our toughest times, those valleys.
It is. And it helps us overcome those mountains of pride, too.
Letting go of that need to be right, to be in control.
Surrendering to God's plan.
That's where the real transformation happens.
It is.
Wow, this has been a really eye-opening conversation.
It has.
I feel like I have a whole new perspective on Advent now and on life in general.
Me too. It's about more than just the holiday season.
It is. It's about preparing our hearts for Christ every single day.
Living with intention, openness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we've covered so much in this deep dive,
We have.
but honestly, we just scratched the surface.
There's always more to learn.
If you're looking to go even deeper,
Yeah.
check out Fully Catholic Radio. You can find a link on their website.
FullyCatholic.com.
They have some really great stuff.
They do.
Until next time, may God bless you and keep you close to his heart.
And may the peace and joy of Christ be with you always.